Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin of Masechet Tzachim. Today's Daf is sponsored by Simcha Klein, Le'ilu Nishmas, his mother, Rivka Bas, Rabbi Yehuda Dov, Shom Shef and Aliyah. Tanar Rabbanan, we looked at a brisa. Ein ofen pas ava bePesach. You're not allowed to bake thick dough on Pesach. Divrei Beishamai. Says Beishamai, you're not allowed to bake thick dough on Pesach. You're allowed to bake on Pesach. You're allowed to bake matzah on Pesach if you want to. Not thick dough. That's what Beishamai says. Ubeitzil Matirin. Beitzil says you certainly can. Yes, you can. The kama pasava, what does it mean, thick dough? How thick is thick dough? Amar Huna, tefach, a tefach thick. It can't be more than a tefach thick. How do you know that? Shekin matzinu b'lechem apanim tefach. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they made something called lechem apanim. Lechem apanim was a tefach, and lechem apanim could not be chametz. So you see, there's like a model for the idea that bread can't be more than a tefach thick. It's hard to make that not chametz. Therefore, don't make it more than a tefach thick. Maskevlo Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef asks now four questions. Five questions on that idea that since it's by lechem apanim, it can't be by matzah, by chametz. Number one, lechem apanim couldn't be chametz either. Lechem apanim couldn't be chametz. Number one, im yomu b'zrizim, yomu she'in z'rizim, the kahanim was z'rizim. The kahanim were in charge of making the lechem apanim. As a matter of fact, only one family of the kahanim knew how to do it. And there was z'rizim. So you can't compare them to a regular person. That's number one. Number two, im amru pas amela, yomu pas she'ina amela. Not only that, amela means to work, like amelas, to work. The Rashi says the pas that they used to make the lechem apanim out of, the bread, the dough, was worked hundreds of times. Rashi says shlosh meos shifa, 300 times it was kneaded, and chamesh meos beita, it was beat 500 times. You can't compare. Of course, it's not going to become chametz. You can't compare that to a regular guy, a regular lady baking in her kitchen. Amru be'etzim yiveshim, yor be'etzim lachim. The wood that they used to bake the dough was dry wood, and most people don't have that, and therefore another reason why it's not going to become chametz. Im amu b'tanu cham, yom b'tanu tzonin. The oven in the Beis HaMikdash was boiling hot always, and another reason why it's not going to become chametz. It's already faster. What's going to be with what about a cold oven in your kitchen? Not the same thing. And number five, im amu b'tanu shal mateches, yom b'tanu shal cheres. Most people have a cheres oven in the Beis HaMikdash. It was made out of metal. Also, much faster to bake. So, for all these reasons, you can't compare not baking chametz in the Beis HaMikdash to not baking chametz in your kitchen. Amar v'yemri bar Abba, shildas his Rebbe b'yichud. I asked Rebbe privately. Amana, who's his Rebbe? Rav, who's Rav? Ikad amri, amar v'yemri bar Abba, amar Rav. Shildas his Rebbe b'yichud. I asked Rebbe privately. Amana, who's his Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. My pas ava. What does it mean, thick bread? It can't mean thick dough. It can't mean that. Because we have five questions why it can't mean that. It can't mean that. We allow you to bake up to a tefach because in the Beis HaMikdash they did that. That can't be right. Because in the Beis HaMikdash there were so many other reasons why they allowed that. So my pas ava. What is pas ava? Pas meruba. What it means is a large dough. And you're baking a lot of bread. Right? Each matzah is not thick. No. That's not the issue. But you have a lot. You're baking 100 matzahs. 500 matzahs. You have a lot of dough to make a lot of matzahs. So I might correlate pas ava. Why do they call it thick dough? You should have called it a lot of dough. Yeah, mishum dinafishe belisha. There's a lot of leisha going on. A lot of kneading going on over here. And that's the problem. What's the issue? Also, if Eboy is him, or you could say, ba'asre dahai tana, lapas meruba pas ava correlate. So that tana lived, they called a lot of bread, they called it ava. They called it thick. That's how they spoke. My time, but what's the reason why you can't? What's the reason why you can't bake? So now it's changing the halacha. We don't care how thick the matzah is. No, we change the halacha now. You can't bake a lot of matzah on Pesach. That's the new halacha. Beis Shammai said you can't. Beis Hillel said you can. My time, what's the reason for that? Imishom de katarach tircha delot sarach. If it's because it's an extra tircha, how many matzahs do you need already? So we have a rule. You're not allowed to do, even though it's mutter to bake on Yom Tov. It's mutter to cook on Yontif. You can't cook or bake more than you need for Yontif. Right? You can't, a woman can't say, you know, it's middle of Yontif afternoon, I have nothing to do. You know what? I'll cook for the week. I'm allowed to cook. I'll cook for Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Dinner. Can't do that. What are you baking so many matzahs for? How many matzahs do you need already? If that's the issue, then my area be Pesach. Then why is it single at Pesach? A few little Yontif Nami. Any Yontif, you can't do that. What? You could bake how many you need. You can't bake 500. You only need 500 matzahs. So I'm baking for the year. Any Yontif you can't do that. Why is single at Pesach? So, Enechanami, you're right. Enechanami, we're talking about any Yontif. The high ton of Yomtiv shall Pesach koi, and you know why you mentioned Pesach? Because it says Pesach is Pesachim, and we're talking about Pesach. But in the Chanami, any Yomtiv you can't do that. Okay. Tadi Rabbi Hachi, Beishamay Omrim, Beishamay says, in Ofen Pasav of Yomtiv, you can't bake thick bread on Yomtiv, or Beishil of Atirin, and Beishil says yes you can. It doesn't have anything to do with the thickness of the dough; it has to do with the amount of matzahs you're baking. How many are you baking? However many you need. More than that, you really can't do it. Okay, now to be honest with you, the next Gemara, I'm not sure what these words mean. At some point, we're going to say that even one of the Gaonim already said that even though the Gemara allows a lot of funny things to go on here, we don't do any of these things because we don't know what these things. Even they don't know what these things are, and therefore these funny procedures to allow dough, we don't allow any of these things. Tana Rabbanan, Yotzei Bepas Nikia. You can be yotze with pas nikia is fine bread, ubahadra or coarse bread, ubesrikin hamitziyarin bePesach or dough that has forms on Pesach. I'm not 100% sure what that means. Forms? I mean, he made it shape like things. I don't know. He made it shape like a person. What?
Decorative shapes.
Avav bisha armu enos and srikin hamitziyarin bePesach. Even though we said you shouldn't do it. But if you did it, you're Yotze. Amr of Yehuda, Dover Zeh Shal Baisas Ben Zonon Lechachamim. This issue, Baisas Ben Zonon Estechachamim. B'nema Amru Ein Osin Srikin HaMetziyom Pesach. Why can't you do that? Why can't you make forms? You want to make the dough shaped like a person. Shaped like, I don't know, whatever you want. Why can't you do that? So by the way, everyone says, the Ritva says that Bezmanazem, it's the same thing today, the lines or the holes that we have in our matzahs is not this. That is done to ease the baking. They make holes. They make lines, and then they make lines, right? And then they make the hole. That's done, really, really lines. They have the machine to make the lines. Not a machine, it's a tool. To make, what?
A roller.
A roller. No, they make the lines.
Yeah, no, it's a roller with spikes.
A roller with spikes, right? That's done to help the baking. That's not this. This is talking about making a form, right? So,
the article isn't saying that it's shaped. It's saying that it's etched into it.
Correct. So you etch into the matzah some kind of form, let's say the shulchan or the menorah or something like that, right? Or four cups of wine, you know, they do all those things. So you can't do that. Why not? Amrullah, the reason why not is because it may she'isha shoa aleha umich matzasa. Because a woman's going to delay to make these forms and it's going to become chametz. That's the reason you can't do it. There's no fundamental reason you can't do it. There's a fundamental reason in itself. Woman will delay and later it'll become chametz. So amalehem efshar yasena bitfus. So you can make a tfus. A tfus means a mold. So have a mold already of, you know, four cups of wine. Just put the mold on the dough and it'll create the image that way. The akvena kivein. And you can do it very fast. And it's not going to help the dough become chametz at all. Amrulo, so they answered back, Yomru, kol hasarikin asurin, all forms are asur, usriki baitus mutarin. But in your house, it's mutar. You have that tool, you have that mold. I don't have a mold, you have a mold. So Rashi says, shari rov nachtomin, ein lahem osu tfus. Now who has that? Nobody has that. So if somebody has that, they're going to use it with a heter way. People are going to realize, hey, wait a minute. Oh, I can also do like that. Not knowing he had a mold, I don't have a mold. And therefore, they asked it to leave it if you have a mold.
Our sign, basically.
But, yeah. Not our sign. It's more than that. It's people are going to realize, people are going to think that I don't people are going to think that I don't have to use a mold. Right. Okay, you want to call it that? That's fine. Omer b'Elazar bar Tzadok. Pam achas, one time, nichnasti etel abba lebeis Rabbi Gamliel. I went with my father to Rabbi Gamliel's house. They viu lefanav sirikin hamitzir b'Pesach. And they brought us out matzah with forms on them. Amarti abba, lo kachamu kacham, don't we love alacha? Ein osin sirikin hamitzir b'Pesach? You can't do that? Amar lo b'ni, lo shal kol adam amru, ela shal nachtomin amru. They didn't say it about private people. They only said it about a bakery. Only a bakery can't do that. Why? Because a bakery, they're selling it. So they want it to look perfect. And therefore, they're going to delay, and there's it's going to become chametz. A regular person in their house, so it doesn't look so good, so who cares? So they're going to make sure it doesn't become chametz. They're going to do it fast. And therefore, it's mutter. In a bakery, that's where it's a problem. Only a bakery, hey, we're in Rabbi Gamliel's house, it's not a problem. He did it by his wife, did it in the kitchen, it's not a problem. It could the army, others say the exact opposite. Hachi amar, hachi ka amale. Lo shal nach tomin amru, that only by a, not a bakery. A bakery is not usher. Why? Because they know how to do it fast. Ella shall call adam. Ella shall call adam. A regular person is usher. They don't know what they're doing, and they're going to make a bigger problem. So it's a machlokas, which is what the version is. Amar of Asi, Ravasi says, osin, Srikin, Kamin Rakikin, you can make forms on thin dough, the ain't osin srikin kamin gluskos. You cannot make forms on thick dough. Glusko is like a roll, like a challah roll. You can't make a form on such a dough as a thick dough, because we're afraid it's gonna become chametz. Rashi says, Mitsuyarin Kamin Ravaji Adakin, the thin, the kalushin, and also another word for thin. Din maha maharin lahachmitz, lahachmitz. It's not going to quickly become chametz. Avo lo mitzuyarin is ha'avim kugulus kos. But if you have thick dough, which is like a cookie or like a cake, demitoch uvyun machmitzin b'shehiyah buetas. Because of that, it's going to become chametz even with a very small delay. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, we have another brisa. Hasufganin, sufganin, I think it's some kind of cake. Sponge bread. Vahadufshanin, honey cake. Vahaskritin, wafers. Vahalas hamasares. Chalas hamasares, which is made in like a deep pan. Vahamaduma, and maduma means it's a suffake, if it's truma or not. All these things, peturin min achala. They're all pater from chala. Why are they all pater from chala? Because none of them are the din of bread. These are all cake. Okay? None of them are bread. You only have to give chala on bread, not on cake. And all these are cake, cake-like things, no chala. What about meduma? What's meduma? Meduma means we don't know what it is. So Rashi says, meduma, it's on the second word line. Chulin, it's chulin. Shenafla truma l'tochan. And truma fell in. So, pater. You're pater from giving off challah. Now, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to give the whole thing to a kohen. Pater from challah. Why? Tarimu truma ksiv. Because it says, tarimu truma. You have to give off truma. V'lo shekvahoye truma. Here, there's already truma in here. It's already truma. I don't have to give off truma. I don't have to give off truma again. Challah and truma is the same thing. Challah is truma. So, if truma fell into my dough, I already took off truma on that. I don't have to do it again, and therefore I'm putter. It's like a technicality. Right? So everything on that list was cake. There's no challah on cake. There's no on cake dough. There's no challah on cake. What about on maduma? There's no challah on maduma either. That really didn't belong in the list. But it's in the list. Okay. So the Me'iri asks, it doesn't make sense. We said if Meduma falls in, you're putter in challah. You can't eat it anyway. So you give the whole thing to a kohen. Challah also goes to a kohen. So what kind of luck is this? If it's Meduma, if it's partly truma in there, you don't have to give up challah. I'm not giving up challah anyway. I'm going to give it to a kohen. Let him take off the challah if he wants. So what's the halacha talking, telling me? What is the halacha telling me?
The question is, when does a person agree to take halacha?
Ah, that's one answer he gives. Another thing is, let's say you're a kohen, and you don't want it. You want to give it to another kohen. You got to take a challah? So, you know, but you're in Yechonam, that's really the issue. Anyway, my challah hamasarif. What's challah hamasarif? What is that? We said it's a challah in a deep pan. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, chalot shal balabatim. It's the heat of the balabatim. When they would put boiling hot water on the dough, that's what it is. Amar Shlokish, halalu maise ilfas hein. 1 second. That's something called maise ilfas. Maise ilfas is, how do they translate the word ilfas? Fried in a what? Right. It's made in a frying pan. It's not baked. There's no challah on something, on dough, that's not going to be baked. It has to be baked in an oven, not fried in a pan. Since it's fried in a pan, it's potter from challah. Rashi says...
Bagels are potter?
What?
Bagels are potter?
If they're made in a... Yes, they're potter and challah. That's right. Rashi says, Lefikach lav lechem hu. That's not bread. Dika savar ein lechem ela ofer betaner. Only bread is something baked in an oven. Dichsiv... Lachmachem betanor echad. On Amud Beis, we're going to have that. That pasuk is in the Tochacha. That the women are going to be so poor that you're going to have 10 women baking in one oven. That's the makar that baking has to be done in an oven. It's a very funny makar. We'll get to that on Amud Beis. Yeah. No.
And then you burn it.
No, but he's asking, since you're a Kohen...
Yeah, that's what he's answering. The whole Kahana must suffer Kahana.
No, we don't hold like that.
Yeah, we do. That's why we don't give truth to the Kohen.
That's the reason?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What about... No, I thought it was because there was
some... What?
What about Rappaport Kahana? Huh? Rappaport, definitely.
There was some Kahana...
It's
there.
Sore, but it's not perfect.
Isn't it not that they're suffering tame and therefore they couldn't eat it?
We're all tame. No, it's suffering tame. We're all tame.
Right, so they can't eat it.
No, but his point is, do they have to separate it?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, he said yes.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh, okay.
And she collects all the little collars and she burns them.
Uh-huh.
Just like anyone else.
For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Maise Ilfas Chayavin. Now, myself is also chayav in challah. So what? It's baked in a frying pan. So what? Still chayav in challah. V'halalu aba ofen b'chama. You know where you're not chayav in challah? Where it's baked by the sun. But if you have a fire, what's the difference? In the oven or on top of the oven? What's the difference?
But you separate challah before you bake it.
Yeah, but what if you don't? What if you forgot? And you separate it afterwards. And by the way, and what if you have the dough in advance? I'm frying donuts. So it's not going in an oven. Right? Whatever they... Or bagels, which are not in an oven, they're on top, they're on frying pans. So the answer is, that dough is not going to be challah. Why? It's not bread. That's machlokas about that. Rishakash and Rabbi Yochanan have machlokas. Are you chayav and challah on dough that's not going in an oven? Whether it's before or after.
So, how can you make a bracha on challah before you bake it? Right? People make a separate challah. Technically, that bread... Yeah. It's like any suffix bracha. You might decide, oh, nothing, I'm not going to bake it, I'm going to fry it. And then
but it's the same thing with anything. Oh, you make a bracha on an apple, and say, oh, no, I'm not going to eat that apple.
Because it's not the actual dough itself. That's the truma. You don't actually give the kohen actual dough.
No, they used to.
You actually give them the flour. You don't give them the actual kneaded dough.
I don't know about that. But so it's like everything you do. You do make a bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. And you change your mind. So I guess maybe you know. Maybe. By the way, hold up, Rabbi Yochanan. You have to give challah anyway, even if you're baking it on top. Now, Meisei, we have a brisa that says like this: Hasafganin, which is sponge cake, Vadavshanin, honey cake, Vaskaritin, whatever that was,
wafers,
Osin beilfas chayavin. If you make them in an ilfas, you're chayav. Bechama peturin, in the sun, then taki yipater. Ilfas was a pan. So to you have to do Rav Shimon ben Lakish. It's a kasher on Shimon ben Lakish. Shimon ben Lakish said yipater in a pan. Amar ula, amar lachav Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Hachamai skinan sheher siach. You first boiled, you got the ilfas very hot in a fire. Ula basov hidbik, and then you connected the dough to the ilfas. says Rashi. Hasher tiach ilfis, you heat up the ilfis, v'achar kach hidbik b'halechem. Then you put the lechem in, and it's already hot, the ilfis. The havile ke'ein ma'isitanor hilka chayofen. Then you're chayef. So even a frying pan, Rosh Hashanah would agree you're chayef if the frying pan was hot before you put the bread in. What's the difference? If it's in an oven or on top, what's the difference? So where would it be? Where would it be? Where would Rosh Hashanah say you're potter in challah? If you put the dough into the frying pan cold, and then turn it on, then turn the fire on, and then it has to heat up, then you're potter. Why? That's not bread. Okay? Avol hidbik. But if you put the dough into the frying pan, ulba sofer tiach, and then you heat up the frying pan, my oda halacha be, honey na hachi nami de peturin, then you'd be putter. So then why? At the tani seifa, then we said in the seifa, asam b'cham peturin. But if you put it in the sun, you're putter. Why do you have to bring another case about the sun? We have a distinction on the frying pan itself. Liflog blisavi today. Stick with the frying pan. When do we say these words that you're chayiv and chala, shagon sher tiach, olabasov hidbik? First, you heat up the frying pan, then you put the dough in. Aval, hidbik, but if you first put the dough in, then olabasov or tiach, then you put the dough in, then peturin, and achanami yibi pater. Why do you have to bring in the sun? Anyway, the answer is, because chasur machzor avachi ketani. The bryce is incomplete. Bevedavar murim, one of these words, one of what words? That an ilfis is chayiv and challah, that a frying pan is chayiv and challah, kishahir tiach, when you heat up the frying pan first, ul basof hidbik, and then you put the dough in. Aval hidbik, ul basof hatiach, but if you put the dough first, and then you heat up the frying pan, nase kemisha son bechama upetur, it's just like putting it in the sun, and then you're putter. Why? That's not called lechem. Now, tashma, we learned in a brisa. Learned in a brisa, yotzin be matzah hina is like partially cooked matzah. It comes from the word na, like we say na ubushel, na umavushel, right? The pasuk says, right? Na means like partially cooked. So it's same thing over here. You have partially cooked matzah, you're yotze. Yotze be matzah hina, yotze. Ube matzah has suya be ilfas. And you're also yotze in matzah that's made in an ilfis. You can use your mitzvah of matzah if it's partially baked or it's baked in an ilfis. Right? Now, one second. If it's baked in an ilfis, then you're chayiv and challah. Because matzah is chayiv and challah, that goes against the shlachish. Right? So we get the same answer. Hachanami, the answer is no. Sheher tiach, first you heat up the frying pan, ulubasov hidbik, and then you put the dough in, and then the shlachish agreed, you're chayiv and challah. My matzahina, what does that mean, matzahina? Partially cooked, what does that mean? Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kol shepursa, if you pull the matzah apart, ve'ein chutin nimshachin haimena. And there's no dough that draws with you, meaning it's fully cooked enough, that there's no more soft dough when you pull the matzah apart, that's mutter. If you're not at that stage, it's not called matzah yet. Amar Rava, v'chein lachmei toda. And the same story with lachmei toda, with the lechem of a toda, same exact thing. So it's a pshita, it's obvious, same exact thing. Why is it obvious? Hasam hachal lechem ksiv, fachal lechem ksiv. They're both lechem. So whatever applies to matzah, applies to the lechems of toda. Same thing. Ma'al d'tema, I would have said, well, hachal the ksiv, it says by carbon toda, the hikriv mimenu, echad mikol carbon. Echad, what does echad mean? Shelo yitol paros, that it can't be pieces. Fahacha, come on, the priest of Damya. And here, it's like pieces. Why is it like pieces? Why is it like pieces? Because maybe if you break it apart, does the dough draw after it? So maybe it's like pieces. Come on, Shmolan. No, it's not. And it's valid lechem, and you can use that already. That's enough cooked to make them for the carbon summit. Nesvei. One second. There's a shaila. There's a mishnah in Masechtas Challah that says like this: Hamiisa, miisa, whatever that is. Beishamai potrin. Beishamai says you're potter. Ubeishel mechayavin. And Beishel says you're chayav. What does that mean? We'll say in a minute. Hichlita. Hichlita means. We'll also say in a minute what that is. Beishamai mechayavin. Ubeishel potrin. They switch shitas. Ezehu miisa ve'ezehu achlita. What are these things? Hamiisa is kemach shagabe mugloshin. It's flour on top of mugloshin is hot water. Boiling water. What?
Boiling water.
I'm not 100% sure what that means. What does that mean? You put flour into boiling water? I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Hachlita, and hachlita is the opposite. It's mugloshin shalgabe kemach. Hot water on top of the flour. I don't know what that, what does that mean? Mitzis, what does that mean? What? I like I said, I don't know the mitzis of the case. Now, whatever it is, Beis Shammai says one is good, and Beis Hillel says the other one is good. The machlok is which one's good? Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishum Aviv, Zev Zel Liftar. They're both not good. You don't think of chal on both of them. The Amri Le, Zev Zel Lachayev. Another Shita, another both Chayev. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, Echad Zev, V'Echad Zev. Both cases. Awesome, Be'ilfas, Potter. If you did it in a frying pan, Potter and Chala. Be'tanor, Chayev. If you did it in a Tanor, you're Chayev and Chala. Again, what exactly is this? I don't know. Does anyone know what it is?
Well, the boiling water is, that's how you make
bagels.
Yeah, but then
you don't put on flour, put on dough. Right. This seems to be saying flour. Oh, is this? Maybe flour,
yeah, I don't know.
Now, the Tanakama, the first Shita, which is, I think, Beishamai, Maishna Hamaisa U Maishna Hachlita. What's the difference? Why is one yes, Chayav on Lachat? So the second two opinions were, they're both good, they're both chayav and chala, they're both not chayav and chala. Why is splitting the shita? One's good and one's not good. So, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, v'chein Amar of Yehuda, v'tem of Yeshua ben Levi, k'machlokes bezu, kach machlokes bezu. No. It can't be that somebody holds one is good and one is not good. That can't be right. Whatever the machlokes is here, the machlokes is by the other one. They have two things, me'isa and chlita. Whatever you hold by one, you hold by the other. Vitavra, and the Mishnah's wrong. Misha shanazu, lo shanazu. Which, you hold one, you can't hold the other. In other words, you can't hold one's chayiv and chala, one's not chayiv and chala. That doesn't make any sense. Either they're both chayiv or they're both not chayiv. You can't split it. So either the Mishnah says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that's wrong. That can't be right. Anyway, Katani Mihas, it says, V'chacham omrim, echad zeh v'yechad zeh, asan be'ilfas potter, betanar chayiv. If you make it in the ilfas, you're potter. If you make it in an oven, you're chayiv. That makes sense. The problem is, tios and Rabbi Yochanan. It's a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan said an ilfis is no different than a tanner. And you're chayiv and chal. It's a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. So, amalok Rabbi Yochanan, tanoi. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's not a ishwami, it's a machlokas tanoim. Right? What's the machlokas? Is an ilfis chayiv and chal or not? If I find you a tanner that says yes, this Mishnah chal says no, I can hold another tanner. So I'm going to find you a Tana that held Yassi Chayiv and Chala, and I hold like that Tana. Titania. Yachal Yenisa Vechalit Chayiv and Chala. I would think they're Chayiv and Chala. Talmud Lomar, Lechem. That's why it says Lechem. Therefore what? It says Lechem, right? These things are not called Lechem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Lechem Ela Afu B'Tanar. Lechem is only something that's baked in an oven. I, Rabbi Yehuda, Hayim Tanakama, they're saying the exact same thing. They're saying the exact same thing. Elalav, Maisa Ilfis, Ikebenayu. They must be arguing about an Ilfis. Tanakama, Savar, Maisa Ilfis, Chayavin. On a Maisa Ilfis, you're Chayiv. Why Chayiv? Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, Maisa Ilfis, Paturin. Maisa Ilfis is Potter. Right, says Rashi. The Rashi of Tanakama, Savar, Maisa Ilfis, Chayiv. Lachi Kamar, Yachal. That's not what he said. He said the words are very different. The words are, Yachal Yehe Me'isa V'chalut T'chayavin B'chal. I would think they're chayiv. Tamalama lechem, they're not lechem. So Rashi says, "Nahachi gamar yachol tei mitza vachlita chayiv mechala." Tamalama lechem. V'hanila lechem dinu. Tekodesh, tekodem lishasan muvushalim berzachanim. Could you heat them up? Avul ma'is ilfas, you'd be chayiv. So that's what we're saying. Rabbi Yochanan says from this brisa, I kvetched out a tana that holds that an ilfas is chayiv and chala, and I hold like him. Who's it? The Tana Kam over there. Okay. So the Rabbi Yehuda said, the Tanakhama said, I would think that you're chayiv and chala. Talmud lomar lechem. That's why it says lechem. And what's lechem? What does that mean? And this, whatever you're making, is not called lechem. Right? It's not called lechem. Therefore, you're not chayiv in kala. Says the Sfas Emes. You're telling me that only things that are called lechem, that only something that's made bread is called lechem? And if it's not bread, it's not lechem? That's what you're telling me. And therefore, these are not called lechem. They're cake, whatever they are. I don't know what the bagels. You don't call bagel lechem. Right? Let's assume you don't. Is that true? Says the Sfas Emes, I know something that's not bread, it's called lechem. You know what it's called? Tavat daman. No, matzah is bread. Matzah is lechem. It's just thin. Tavat daman. The man's called lechem. And it's not bread. So what kind of rye is that? That anything called not called lechem is not bread. It's not true.
Are you going to bring a rye from some supernatural?
Right? How do you understand the difference between lechem and pas?
What? Pas is the same thing as lechem. No, the Torah uses the word lechem. The Torah says lechem.
Right.
So it's like a special category of lechem, and these things aren't in it. They're not in it, therefore they're not lechem, therefore they're not chayav and chala. Says the Sfas Emes. What do you mean? It's not a special category called lechem. Mon is called lechem. And mon's not a special category. I don't give chala on mon.
How can you call mon chala?
What?
Lechem, when what's described, you know, the honey and this and all these other things, would cover it from being actually lechem.
But it's called lechem. That's his kasha. So the answer is, when it says over here lechem, he doesn't mean a special category. What he means is, this is Sfas Emes says, it's a gzeirah shava. Lechem, lechem, from lechem upon him. So it's like over there it was real bread, so to here it has to be real bread. Fine. Anyway, so you see from here that there's a machlokas tanoim, whether or not you can make lechem, chala is chayiv in an ilfis. And the Tanakhama says, seems to say yes. Why does he seem to say yes? Because if he says no, then he's not arguing about anything with Rabbi Yehuda. Now, why would Rabbi Yehuda say something unless he's arguing with the first Tana? Tanakhama says something. Yeah, I say the following. I just said that. So obviously, he's saying something different. So he says, "Lo, the kuli alma ma'ase ilfis paturin." No, that price is not a raya. Everybody might hold that ma'ase ilfis is paturin chala. V'hacha, they're arguing in a different case. Kigon shechazar v'ofo betanar kamiflagi. What about if you bake something in a frying pan, right, Mr. Sheffer? You bake bagels in a frying pan, then you go put them in the oven. Now, Tanakhama savar kivin shechazav ofo betanor lechem karinin bay yichayev and chala. It's a big hack over here. We have a din that's called ein afia achar bishel. You can't do that. If you do that on Shabbos, you're not chayev bishel. Why? It's already baked. You can't cook something a second time. Unless it's a liquid and it cooled off. We all know this. Once something's fully cooked, you can't cook it again. So I took the bagels and I put them in the oven. So it's a big deal. Can't cook them a second time. Right? So the Masechta Shabbos, the Igla Tal asked that question. And he answers as follows. It's true. You can't cook something a second time. But what if you improve it the second time? So you have chicken. You might have made chicken for you on Shabbos. Before Shabbos. It's fully cooked. And then you heat it up on Shabbos. So heating it up and cooking it again, you can't cook it again. It's already cooked. It's better? It's not better. But he says, what about writing? He says, you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. So what if you wrote before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos, you write over the same letters you wrote already, like in the Sefer Torah. You write over it again. So are you chayav for writing? So it depends. If you made the writing better, you certainly are. If you didn't make it better, you're not. If you made it better, you are. Same thing over here. When you put the dough when you put the bagels into the oven, you make them better. I made it better. That doesn't happen with normal food that you just want to heat up. Right? But over here, take the bagels, you put them in the oven, you make them better, then you are going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, ain lechem el ofer betana meikara. No, the only time you have lechem is when it's originally put into an oven. You put it into a frying pan, then an oven, that's not lechem. Fekivin de meikara lav tana rafiyah, lav lechem hu. Amar Rava, my timer of Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? That what? That you're still potter from challah. The chesiv it says that you're potter from challah if you put it in the oven after you bake it on top. It says va'afu eser nashim lachmechem betanur echad. You're gonna have 10 women baking in one oven, which means lechem afu betanur echad kari lechem. Only bread baked in one oven is called lechem. V'she'ein ofer b'tanah rechad, ein karin lechem. But if it's not baked in one oven, it's not called lechem. The Sfasemah says, what kind of pasuk is that? That pasuk is talking about that it's a klocha. You're going to be so poor that you have to have 10 women share one oven. Why? Why are they sharing one oven? Because they don't have any firewood. That's the best what the pasuk's talking about. I have my oven, you have your oven. But you know what? I don't have wood and you don't have wood. We'll go baking around looking for wood, then we'll bake in one oven. How is that a raya that if you take dough and you put it in a frying pan and then you put it into an oven, it's not called lechem, but the pasuk about tocha, only one oven? That one oven is a whole totally different source. Nothing to do with anything. How's that a raya? Sfasem is bothered by it. Right? So he says that can't be the raya. It has to be, the raya has to be that it says in that pasuk there in the Tochacha, that the pasuk continues and says that the pasuk, it's not in the pasuk. It's not in the Gemara, this word. It says, B'shivrei lochem mate lechem v'afu eser nashim lach mechem b'tanor echad. Your bread will be in one oven. Says the Sfasemis, that's called bread. Not that it was first in a frying pan and now you put it into the oven. That's what he says. Otherwise, it's very difficult.
I heard the same question. Yeah. This morning. The guy brings from the Balatanya. The question was, how can you bring a proof from a klola?
Right.
And the Balatanya, he brings it down based off the Balatanya that says that, first of all, in built into every klola was really bracha.
Okay.
So it's not a klola. And also, he compares somehow bread to lechem. The Torah is called lechem.
Uh huh.
So he brings it in that you can learn.
Okay, that's good. Okay, very nice. Okay, good. Very good. I'm glad someone else was okay, excellent. Yosef Rabba, let's finish up. Yosef Rabba bar Rav Yosef, Achorid Rav Zera, Yosef Rav Zera, Kameda Ula, Homole Rabba, Rav Zera, Boy Minemi Ula. Hidig Mifnim, Virtiach Bachutz Mahu. If the inside, you put the dough into a frying pan, and then you put the frying pan into the oven? Isn't every pan like that? I'm not sure what this means. My Emily. What's he saying? Di Aminale, Amale, Hainiu my Silfas. That's my Silfas. What kind of question is that? That's the case. What? Amale no Yosef was there. No, by my name Ula. Hidbik Bifnim, if you put the dough into the frying pan, the avuka kinegdo mahu. And there's an avuka kinegdo, not underneath it, like a frying pan like we think, but next to it. Amalei, my amalei, what's the question? Deaminalei, amalei, rovani, emosim kain. Everyone does. All the poor people do it like that. And that would be the same machlokas between Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Is that considered baking or not? And that considered chayim and challah or not?
Well, that is a bit different than you're boiling it. If you stick it in a pan, you have a flour on top.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And then, okay, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow's daf is quite a difficult daf. Right, starts off. Amar Bathi, Isa shel Meiser Sheni, the dough of Meiser Sheni, according to Reb Meir, that said that Meiser Sheni money belongs to Hashem, Ayipater and Chal, complicated Gemara tomorrow. We'll pick up then. Everybody have a very good day.